The local share market took back most of the day's earlier losses and managed to close only slightly lower. If we take a look at the final numbers, the All Ordinaries Index finished down 7 points, while the ASX 200 lost 3 points. Elsewhere in the region, Japan's Nikkei is 202 points lower, but Hong Kong's Hang Seng is higher, up 211 points. Checking commodities prices now, gold is buying $1,307 an ounce, and the Aussie dollar is currently buying 92.9 US cents. A leading business survey shows employment growth is likely to remain subdued as confidence and conditions remain weak. The NAB business survey shows confidence slid last month to its lowest level since September, dragged down by sluggish activity, a higher currency and federal budget concerns. Mining, finance and property are among the most pessimistic sectors. There was a marginal improvement in conditions as well as a pickup in employment, but economists don't believe it's enough to make a difference. And the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry says households should enjoy lower prices for some key Japanese products as a result of the free trade agreement. It says prices for cars, household and electrical goods are set to fall after tariffs are removed. But the Chamber's Director of Trade, Brian Clark, has cautioned that tariffs aren't the only factor, meaning any reduction in prices may be smaller than expected.